I swear to God, if you keep hogging the blankets, I will kill you.
Yes. I will murder you. Ow. I'm fine. My hand just hit the headboard. Hi. Come here. Let me cuddle up next to you.
How are you feeling? Good? Guess what? Love you.
I do.
Oh, you're so cuddly and awesome. Amazing. That's you. Amazing. It's New Year's Eve. Tomorrow will be the start of a new century. It's so wild to think about, you know? Like, it's crazy how much you can accomplish in a decade. Oh my God, I totally said your next century, the next century, huh? No, I meant decade. Yeah. It's not gonna be 2100. It's 2020. Yes, I know words. English who? Oh my God. But yeah, like I was saying, it's gonna be a new decade. And I, for one, am very pleased to note. I guess both. That, no, it's note. I don't even know what I was saying. God damn it. Why is English so ridiculous? This is whack. This is whack. Absolutely whack. You can say it's cute all you like, but so frustrates me when I can't say basic terms and words and shit. Like, what the fuck? Imagine not being able to speak English. Oh, wait, I don't need to imagine. Baby. I'm taking off my pants.
Yeah?
Oh my God, but these pajamas are so cute because they have like, they have little Cheerios. This was like the best birthday gift ever, you know? Like, goddamn.
Amazing.
There we go. Hands are off. Mm. Now take off your pants, babe.
No, I don't want to have sex. I just want to... just want to be close to you.
I love the feeling of your skin on mine. Yeah. Spoon me. There we go. Guess what? I love you. Yes, I do. Stop saying I don't. I do. I do. I love you.
Have you thought about your resolutions for the next year? You know what one of yours should be? Not eating my goddamn Cheerios every morning. Like, come on! Eat your own box! Stop touching mine! Ugh. You don't even like them that much! You just do it to spite me, and it's so mean. Yeah, go away. Go and eat your bread and eggs and bullshit, okay? Imagine having an actually healthy breakfast, because I cannot relate. Okay, yeah, I use that phrase too often now. God damn it. Social media has ruined me. I'll just come at you with like 1,000 TikTok references. And you won't know any of them because you don't use TikTok. And it's just like, wow, who am I supposed to share all of this knowledge with, you know? Yeah, I have friends, but like, it's not the same. Ugh. Unless you want me to be mushy-gushy with them. No? That's what I thought, babe. That's what I heckin' thought. But yeah, you should really stop eating my cereal next year. And in return, you know, one of my resolutions will be that I'll stop interrupting you when you're playing your favorite video game. Or not just your favorite, like in general, when you're playing video games, I'll stop interrupting you and demanding attention all the time. I'll only do it sometimes. What? I like your attention. And like, believe it or not, I was about to say imagine. But believe it or not, I like your attention. Imagine that. Your lovely girlfriend wanting your attention. Wow, how unbelievable, am I right? I'll be less of an attention slut. You know what else you should do? You should buy me chocolate. You should get me things just out of the blue, you know? There doesn't need to be a reason or an occasion, you know? Like, just giving me flowers or chocolates or snuggle attacks. You know how much I like it when you give me your gifts.
So, I guess next year we could both be given more gifts. Like, I'll give more gifts. I should give more gifts to you, too. I know, it's like, I always come up with excuses, like, oh, I'm too busy, oh, I'm too broke. But, like, you know, you are one of the most important things in my life. Things. I'm not objectifying you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm not objectifying you. Jesus Christ. You are one of the most important peoples in my life. And I want to show my gratitude. I should show my gratitude more often. Yeah. I guess, yeah, you're right. It doesn't have to be through gifts, but... I really try to, you know, text you and let you know that I care about you, but it's kind of hard. Life takes over, but you know, this year you helped me through the lowest of lows, and I know that we've only been together for like maybe half of the year. I think we met in July, maybe June, maybe August. No, I don't think August. So August is when I kind of moved in with you and spent every night with you, I guess. But yeah, our relationship went pretty quick, huh? Moved pretty quick. But like I sang, it means a lot to me that, you know, you stuck around even when I was at the lowest of my lows, and you helped me push through that, and I experienced such happiness with you this year, and I can never thank you enough. You mean the absolute world to me, and I hope that this next year we will, one, still be together, hopefully. Don't break up with me. I know I'm attention seeking, but like, please. I hope that you continue to push through and be with me, because I really care about you and I love you. And you know, as cheesy as this is, well, actually, I was gonna apologize for being so cheesy, but I'm a cheesehead, so it's okay. Yeah, you love cheese, baby. As cheesy as this is, I feel a lot stronger and confident and happier, and basically I'm just the best version of myself when I have you by my side. You know, like, you've really helped me be more confident and have more I don't know why I'm tearing up. Oh my God. You helped me be the best Jay I could ever be, and I'm so grateful for that. I love you.
Come here.
Love you. Just want to stay like this forever with you. That's my resolution. Just being with you. I'm so sleepy. All right, baby. Good night. I love you. And I'll talk to you later, okay? Tomorrow. On New Year's Day. I don't think I can stay up for the countdown. Do you want to cuddle instead of... Well, I know that you were really looking forward to going to that party. And, like, all our friends will be there. And you already know what I was going to wear. It was, I would have looked so cute. But it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I love you, baby. I love you so much. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful sleep. I'm so out of it now, see? When we wake up, it'll be a new decade, a new year. New us, or new me, a new you, new us. In the same old apartment. In the same old room, the same old bed, the same old sheets, in these exact clothes. We'll wake up and start the new year off with a bang. Oh my God. Okay, you say that we shouldn't, but, like, you're always so horny in the morning. I mean, so am I. Okay, 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 but for now, for now, for now, for now, for now. Gonna sleep, okay? I love you. Here's to another year of us.